It was two steps forward but one step back for the city of Bloomington's downtown arena last week. After months with a relatively light events calendar, Grossinger Motors Arena announced three new bookings. But there was also some bad news. The Central Illinois Flying Aces announced they were moving their first four home hockey games to Peoria over safety concerns with the boards and glass at the Bloomington Arena. The lost home games will cost the arena thousands in lost revenue. GLT's Ryan Denham reports those ups and downs have been the norm at Grossinger Motors Arena since VenueWorks took over management duties 18 months ago.
VenueWorks got off to a rocky start in Bloomington. The company's first executive director at the arena, Curtis Webb, was arrested on theft charges after just a few months on the job. But things stabilized and a new executive director was hired. Then the indictments against the arena's former managers, Central Illinois Arena Management, were announced.
Well, we're going in the right direction, I think. It's been a long road, but I think we're heading and all arrows are pointing up.
That's Lynn Cannon, who's been executive director at Grossinger Motors Arena for the past 10 months. Some of that optimism stems from the announcement last week of three new shows coming up this winter and spring. Kenny Rogers on December 7th, World Championship Ice Racing on January 6th, and Judas Priest on April 8th. Those shows will follow the comedian Jim Gaffigan's visit on December 3rd. Those bookings are expected to bring in some much-needed revenue for the arena, previously called the U.S. Cellular Coliseum. In the fiscal year ending April 30th, the first under VenueWorks management, the venue posted a larger-than-expected operating loss of $673,000. VenueWorks blamed several factors, including a rough transition from Central Illinois Arena Management, or SIAM. Venue also accused SIAM of leaving the city with an underutilized fall calendar with very few events. City records show attendance last year dipped to 159,000. It's about half of what the venue saw in 2008 and 2009. This fall's schedule was indeed lightly booked. Some of that was intentional. The hockey boards and glass were being replaced and repaired, meaning the arena needed to be unoccupied on certain dates. This came up October 9th at a Bloomington City Council meeting when City Manager David Hales asked VenueWorks President Steve Peters about it.
There has been, some questions about bookings going on and how, sometimes this fall has been a little dry on that.
The VenueWorks chief noted that the hockey repairs were one reason, but also a larger strategic shift.
We're in the process of repositioning the arena so that we're not overpaying for events. We want to have that risk assessment. We want to mitigate the risk. I can tell you that I personally spent tens of thousands of dollars that didn't come back to me in the last year and a half sponsoring events and promoting events at the arena, but we're mitigating your risk. We're bringing our own money, and we've certainly got skin in the game in terms of promoting these events. We have a few weeks, a couple of periods this fall where we held dates for changing over the Dasher and Ice system to a new system. I'd hope that would happen in November, and it looks like that's happening in December, so those dates, but that blocked us trying to book maybe quite as much as we wanted to. In any case, we're looking at six, maybe seven good, strong events that are in our pipeline that should happen between now and April. And we think we're getting there in terms of turning the corner and bringing those. I mean, right now you see that we've got Gaffigan, we've got Paw Patrol, a very popular event. We've got Cirque Holidays. We're bringing those events, not only just the country events like we had with Hank Jr., but other events. Chris Stapleton in the spring was a sellout. So we're getting there. But this was an arena that was known as paying top dollar for events, and sometimes that's not warranted.
Records show that the arena's Hank Williams Jr. show on September 28th lost $76,000, due in part to low attendance, around 1,400 people. More recently, the four Paw Patrol live shows on October 21st and 22nd made a $21,000 profit, drawing more than 4,200 kids, parents, and grandparents. Cannon says there's tough competition for these types of bookings.
It's the same with a lot of our size arenas, these mid-level arenas. There's just not a big number of shows that are booking at this size. And we're in competition, obviously, with other arenas around this area. 45 minutes in one direction, we've got the Peoria Civic Center, and 45 minutes in the other direction is the State Farm Center in Champaign. We're constantly battling between us and trying to get whatever shows are out there. And, everybody's looking for the home runs, and we hope to always get, you know, the best shows here, and that's what we're aiming for. Our booking department in our home office in Ames and locally here in the building, we're talking to promoters every single day and making sure that we stay on their radar and that we're under consideration for every show they're putting through Central Illinois.
Other issues have been at least partially self-inflicted. The original boards and glass installed in 2006 around the arena's hockey rink were not meant to be repeatedly removed and reinstalled for different types of events. That wear and tear left the boards in dire need of replacement, something the city knew about as early as 2015. The Bloomington City Council, however, didn't approve funding for the $187,000 project until August. Stopgap repairs are now underway, and the new boards and glass will be installed in December. Those delays have prompted the Central Illinois Flying Aces to push back their home opener twice, most recently to November 10th. Five home games were lost from the schedule, including four that were moved to Peoria. During the offseason, the Flying Aces were very adamant that they would not be willing to play at the arena unless the boards were fixed. That's according to Team Chief Operating Officer Brandon Kelly.
We're happy as an organization going forward that they're addressing it, making the change, and we're thankful that the city has stepped up to ensure that the correct system is in this building for long-term play and success here in Bloomington.
The $187,000 isn't the only cost being incurred by the city. Toward the end of last season, each hockey game was generating between $3,100 and $6,400 in profit for the arena, mostly through a building rental fee and food and beverage sales. That money is now lost this season. And if the rebranded Flying Aces draw more attendance than last season, when they played as the Thunder, the lost profit would be even greater. Here's Lynn Cannon again, the arena's executive director.
Well, it is going to hurt our bottom line for sure. We've lost the rent revenue on top of all the food and beverage revenue that we would have received for those events, but we will hopefully be able to fill some additional shows maybe in the spring that will help us, you know, improve our bottom line. I don't see it coming back to us through the hockey team at this point.
The Bloomington Edge indoor football team will return to the arena February 26th for its first game. Edge owner Omar Kokar says he'd like to see Venue Works shift to a more synergistic approach to working with its sports tenants, so the team isn't just a renter, but a partner. As he put it, if we win, the venue wins. He says those talks are ongoing, and Steve Peters from Venue Works has been receptive to coming together. But the Edge owner says changes in Venue Works' local management have been challenging. Venue Works has had two interim directors and two permanent directors, most recently Cannon. He says that those transitions have been very difficult to deal with. Here's what Lynn Cannon's had to say about those transitional issues and the Edge.
Well, I know that we have been pretty good partners with all of our tenants and making sure that we're out in the community and talking about them as much as we can be. Our sales manager, my associate director, I've been out, you know, every time we have an opportunity to talk in front of groups or organizations or even classrooms out in the community, we do that. And I've, you know, got all of my staff on board with that. Everybody's, you know, doing what they can. We utilize all of our social media channels to advertise and promote all of their specials and anything that they're doing. And, you know, we work with them directly. So as soon as they tell us that they're working on something, we help promote it out there.
The future of pro basketball at the arena remains uncertain. The Bloomington Flex, which last played in the Midwest Professional Basketball Association, or MPBA, ceased operations in 2016. The league typically plays from January through April. Cannon says she's hopeful basketball will return.
We're still working on that. We're working through with the city, making sure all the contracts are in the right order, and once we get their approval, then we will be able to make some announcements on timing and when they'll be able to play. But yes, we're still working on that as well.
What have been some of the challenges you guys have faced in kind of finalizing that deal and sorting out the contracts?
I don't know all the details. I know there was some previous business that needed to be resolved and that the city is working directly with the basketball league on that, and we're just awaiting word.
MPBA Commissioner and CEO Ed Schumer says that when the Flex ceased operations, there was a balance due on their rental agreement with the city. He says the MPBA made a significant payment to the city to settle a significant portion of that debt. He says the MPBA's two other contracts with the city were paid in full. The MPBA has been working on a new three-year contract with Venue Works and the city. Schumer says his league has been negotiating in good faith with Venue Works since June of 2016. He says, quote, "Our intent from the beginning has been to bring basketball back to Bloomington, and we continue to attempt to resolve all of these challenges and determine if there's a viable plan," unquote. More information on the basketball basketball negotiations were not available from the city on Monday. VenueWorks' performance at the arena will certainly weigh on aldermen as they decide whether to hire the company to also run the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Under one proposal, the city would pay VenueWorks $3,000 a month to run the BCPA. VenueWorks says the change would save the city around $300,000 a year, primarily through personnel who could serve both city-owned venues. Aldermen discussed it October 9th, but haven't taken action. Mayor Terry Renner says he wants to learn more about the proposal to run the BCPA before deciding whether to support it. So has he been happy with VenueWorks at the arena?
Well, it depends on how you define happy. I'm about half happy and about half not happy. I do, generally speaking, like their openness and transparency. But then, again, given that the group Scion that we've been dealing with, you could only go up. The biggest criticism I have right now of VenueWorks, and I think they acknowledge it and they're working on it, is that we still have unacceptably long lines to get concessions when we have events that are highly booked. And my point is, if somebody wants to stand in line and pay way too much for beer and popcorn, boy, you should have somebody there ready to take their money.
And that's Mayor Terry Renner during an interview on GLT's Sound Ideas on October 10th. A city spokesperson says the BCPA proposal for VenueWorks is still on the table, meaning it could return to the council for action at a future meeting. I'm Ryan Denham.
The five defendants in the Coliseum fraud case who ran the building before VenueWorks took over are due in McLean County Court this Friday for a status hearing. It's Sound Ideas on 89.1 FM GLT and WGLT.org.